Thank you. Hey, Rocket City Winery, you've been listening to Amy Ray in concert. Sam, I'm really great, and just like to take a minute or two here to talk about the new record and what you've been up to generally. Lung of Love is the title. Is there some symbolism to lung for you, and if so, what is it?
I don't know. I mean, I think I was thinking about breathing and not. It's hard to do sometimes, I'd say. And just sharing the same air. I think I was writing that song in particular. I was writing about sort of human frailty and sort of our inability to go where our spirit wants us to sometimes. So sort of our human kind of geography and the physicality that keeps us down. And then I was thinking about how we breathe the same air and singing and all the things about lungs. And my dad was a radiologist, so. I looked at a lot of teaching slides when I was 15. So it's in my brain.
A bunch of us are having dinner tonight before the show, and I was just thinking about talking to you tonight. And one of the things that we just started talking about is, well, you are one of our favorite songwriters. We have listened to a song or two that you've written over the years. And one of the things we just started tossing around as a bunch of Indigo Girls, Amy Ray geeks. Thank you for supporting me through this. Is there like a word or a thing, or is there a word that you've wanted to work into a song and you haven't yet? You know what I mean? Like, is there a thing? Am I getting too like kooky right now? Or is there a word? Is there something that like as a writer you've wanted to tackle and you haven't yet?
Oh wow.
Yeah, there is actually. I mean, in all seriousness, I wanted to write a song about the Angola 3 for a long time because one of the guys, Herman, wrote me a letter from prison, and honestly, about 5 years ago, and I have the letter next to my writing book, and I've been sitting there. Every time I write, I read the letter, and I look at my book, and I just can't make it work. So there's definitely, I don't usually intentionally write about something, so it's hard for me to do that, and this is such a big, heavy thing, you know. I'm like, how do I talk about slavery and colonialism and all that stuff in the context of today? You know, it's hard.
And then, of course, in the context of a 3 or 4 minute song, too,
yeah,
an even bigger challenge. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But that's what songwriters do, right?
Yeah.
You take the big stuff and pull it down to 4 minutes.
Yeah. I wish I had a wittier, lighter answer for you, too.
And how about this batch of songs, Amy, Lung of Love? How did these songs come together? Was it fast and easy for you? Give us a little backstory on this particular batch.
Some of them were really easy. Not easy, but fast. And some of them I've been writing for the last few years. I sort of write all the time, or about 80% of the year. So I'm writing maybe 5 days a week or something. And sometimes I'm writing an Indigo Girl song, and I can kind of tell what Emily should be when it's an Emily song. And sometimes I'm writing an Amy song, and they mix together, and so I just kind of, some of them are from a while ago when I was working on Indigo Music for our record that we put out, and some of them I wrote like, you know, a month before we went into the studio, and the process just changes with every song. This record is pretty much, the subject matter is kind of all over the place, but I think musically we just were going for like a really tight, kind of melodic experience.
Yeah, all the songs are like 2 minutes. I mean, you get in, you get out, nobody gets hurt, right? I mean, you love that short type, you know, that.
I do sometimes. That, you know, it's bad when you forget the words because you only have one chance.
Tell us about this this band that you're
playing
with here tonight, because this is just a great players, very different from you know, our shows. Of course, it's still you and your voice, but very different, and a big part of that difference, I think, are the players.
Yeah, it's totally the players. I mean, I'm a diehard collaborator, really. I'm not really a solo person. I'm more of a come play with me kind of person. So I've been playing with some of these people for a long time. My original band that I played with was a band unto itself called the Butchies. So So Kyle Wilson playing guitar and singing, and Melissa York playing drums, and Al Warren playing bass and singing. And then we're really honored because we didn't have our keyboard player the week. Julie Wolf normally plays with us, and I called some friends and got some recommendations, and this is the person I really wanted, and she said yes. And it's a woman named Jen Stone, and she's Kesha's keyboard player, and among other things. So Kesha was off the road, and I got lucky.
On the record, well, Jim James from My Morning Jacket sings on it. You got Brandy Carlile on a couple of tunes. What's that process like? Your friends coming in to play with you too?
Well, some of them, like Brandy and Lindsay Fuller, both live in Seattle, so I flew to Seattle and we went out to the little studio for the friends of Lindsay's own and spent all day doing background vocals. With Jim, I wrote him and said, hey, I got this song I really want you to sing on. And he was like, I'm set up my studio in my house right now and I'll just throw something on there. And about 6 months later, I got an MP3 back with all his vocals. Crazy. I didn't hear back from him except like he just sent it back to me.
Well, he's a fan. I've seen him at your shows.
He's a great guy. And he's a, you know, I can't, I mean, I'm a big My Morning Jacket fan, so I'm sort of starstruck by him. It takes me a lot to write him, but I did it.
So I mentioned your birthday earlier. You just had a birthday just a couple of days ago. Did you get to celebrate it here in New York? Were you in town for it?
I was actually in Washington, D.C. And for the day, we had some press and a show and stuff. And
so you worked, basically, on your birthday.
Yeah. So. I slept a lot because I had some pretty bad allergies from this pollen thing that happened. And, yeah, and then we had a little party for about 20 minutes.
And that's worth it. So terrible. One more thing. No, not at all. One more thing before we get back into the music. This is Public Radio Music Month, which is a wonderful thing that we're doing, celebrating the work of the music public radio station. Really a lot of people know, Morning Edition, all things considered. The news and the talk's a very big part of public radio, and I think a lot of the world is aware of that, but I think the music part of public radio is a story that's not really been told. And this month, the month of April, all these stations around the country are doing this thing called Public Radio Music Month and really doing a lot of work to put our music forth. Amy, what does public radio mean to you? Are you the kind of person who like gets in the car and like goes all the way down to the left, you know?
I'm a $1 person. Yeah. I mean, there's no other place for me, actually. Left, all the way. I love public radio, obviously, and I think it's important for us to have diversity and have a different sort of paradigm, and I think commercial radio sometimes has gatekeepers that are, you know, have other things in mind, and so I like the community radio model, and I don't know, I always have, you know, so, I mean, it figures, right, but still. I think people would be shocked if it went away, honestly. I think they'd be shocked. So I'm glad we have it.
And of course, thank you all the audience for being public radio supporters. We appreciate that. We're going to get into some more music here, live from City Winery, with Amy Ray.